So hello guys and welcome to today's first podcast, and today we're going to talk about the top 10 anime recommendations for the beginners which will help you to get your anime life started. Now the anime in this list are quite a good quality of animes and almost everyone has watched them, and if you are starting your anime life then these are the ones that you should start with. The animes in this list do not contain too much violence, gore or explicit scenes but are available for the all ages of audience out there, and this will also help you to get the best out of your flavors and decide what you are going to watch next. Now, the anime in this list are not all that I could include in the category, but are some of the best in this category. Some people may not agree with me, but as I have said that this is from my personal recommendations, and there are a few amount of good titles that I could not add into this list, but I will make sure to add them into the upcoming list and upcoming podcast. So without further ado, let's get started and stay tuned for the next podcast. On this list is we have One Punch Man. This series follows a guy named Saitama who has trained his body to such an extent that he is able to kill all the enemies with a single punch. And this series is a satire of hero and anime fighting genre, and it is a real good experience of materialism. Now, there is an hero association who employs various heroes to work under it to fight the evil. And on Earth, monsters and villains have been wreaking havoc in the cities. Saitama, who has killed many of them with a single punch, is still unrecognized and unappreciated by the public, and to get the required attention, he joins the Hero Association, but he is placed at the low entry rank that is due to some kind of mistake. But now the main journey starts as how he will able to reach the top rank when he is the most powerful hero of the earth. Now there is very much sarcasm and satire throughout the two seasons, and this anime has total of 24 episodes and 12 OVAs, and every one of them it is worth watching. People are really waiting for its third season because there are many mysteries that are still unsolved, and if you wanna start your anime journey then this is the one anime that you should definitely watch, because it is a small series and easy to catch up on also. So next on this list is we have Dororo. Now this story features one of the worst fate a protagonist can ever have. The main protagonist of this story, Yakimaru, is born without the limbs, without any internal organs or without any skin, and is just a bare skeleton. And this is due to his father creating a pact with 48 demons. That will provide him prosperity, wealth and become the ruler of the land. In exchange for this all, the father is forced to sell everything of Yakimaru to the demons. Now you may have many unanswered questions in your mind, like how is the boy able to kill the demons and get his body back when he doesn't even have a single limb? How did the boy survive? What will happen if the boy comes to know about his real family and his father? Now these all questions have definitely been answered in your anime, and you should definitely go and give this anime a try. Now this had two versions. One was very very old and the recent one was in 2019, which had 24 episodes. It is a must watch anime in my list because there are many many emotions connected to it, and as you reach the end of the story the emotions get deeper and deeper and deeper, and there are many of the things that you can easily learn from this anime. Next on this list is we have Death Note. And have you ever thought of gaining the powers of the God of Death that can allow you to kill every person on this earth? Well, this is what's going to happen in this anime. Now in this anime, a God of Death named Ryuk is getting bored by killing people with the daily methods. So he took his Death Note, on which if you write the name, the people will die. And he took the Death Note and throws it on the earth. This Death Note comes into the hands of a genius boy, and when I say genius boy, it's like 200 IQ boy who is able to use it effectively to remove crime from the world, and the name of that guy is Light Yagami. Now he has a clear intention of removing crime from the world, but when he is faced by a smart detective named L, whom Light is not able to kill without getting his name and identity, the story gets interesting, because as we have heard that keep your friends near and your enemies much near, that is going to happen in this story. This story is totally a groundbreaking story. There are many twists and turns that you will definitely find in this story, and the story is very very interesting. And it's not for like you can understand this anime in the first time, but it will take you a few tries to understand what's happening completely. Why is this anime on my list. Reason is simple, because there is mystery, there is drama, there is crime, there is fiction, and there is always something new that's happening in every episode. Now this anime has around 37 episodes, which is again an easy to catch up anime, and if you are going to start your anime career, then this is the thing that most of the people will definitely recommend you to start with. So I think we have talked about a couple of superhero animes, but let's get back to becoming the human again. And by this I mean the next anime doesn't has any kind of superhero or any kind of superpower, but it is the most human anime that you will ever see in your life, I guess. So next on this list is we have Haikyuu, and this is another popular title that every one of you will recommend. There is no blood, there is no gore, there is no violence, there is no explicit scenes, there is nothing, but still this is one of the highly rated animes that you can ever see. Now this story features a volleyball player who is totally obsessed with volleyball, and his name is Shoyo Hinata. And after seeing the little giant, a small boy who is able to take on a lot of blockers in volleyball, he totally becomes a fan of him and joins volleyball club. Now in his first official match of volleyball that he plays, he faces the king of the court, which is the most arrogant king you will ever see actually. And the next day they see each other, they are on the same side of the team. What turns will this story take when two different peoples, one day, one night, one land, one ocean, are on the same team? This is a totally unpredictable anime, and this is the most appealing anime also, because like other anime have a single or couple of characters they are focusing on, this anime focus not only on the heroes, not only on the our heroic team, but also on the opponent teams also, what are their qualities. And there is a different or huge variety of teams that you will see in this anime, and this anime is definitely going to give you the goosebumps at every moment of this anime. Now next on the list is we have My Hero Academia, or people call it Boku no Hero Academia also. Now in this, the people of the earth are born with the different superpowers or quirks, what they call, but there are few exceptions, and our hero is one of those exceptions who is born without any of the superpower. Now in the world where everyone has at least some kind of superpower and expect that you are born without any of them, it definitely becomes impressive and depressing also. But then suddenly the most powerful hero, the best hero in this world, comes and he shares his power with our main hero Izuko Midoriya. Now how will his life change when he suddenly gains a huge power and he is not able to control it, he is able to face new friends and new villains, and how will he able to carry the legacy of the most powerful hero in the world? Now this anime has a huge amount of heroes, and when I say huge, that is definitely huge. Every character has their own superpower, and it's not like they are useless powers, but there are also situations when every one of them is useful. The character buildup of this anime is quite materialistic, quite and beautiful character buildup you can already see. And this anime has around 88 episodes with around 2 movies, and both of the movies are quite good movies, and I have seen both of them. And people are still waiting for the 5th season, which is going to come very very soon, and is very hyped anime on my anime list. Now why is this anime on my list actually? The reason is that the character buildup of this anime is good. Every character has been shown useful in one way or the other. Not only the story focuses on one hero, two hero or a couple of heroes, but every character in this anime has a major role that he is playing. Now next on this list is we have Dr. Stone, and this is one of the most scientific anime that you will see in your life. This anime features the story of a boy named Ishigami Senku, who is very very intelligent and genius boy. When the world suddenly faces a green beam of light, everyone on this earth is converted into stones. After 3200 years approximately, the first person to come out of the stones is Ishigami Senku. And how he is able to rebuild the civilization from the scratch is worth watching. Now the chemicals and formulas being used in this story is very easy to remember, and you can easily pass your school grade chemistry classes with this anime. And once you see this anime, you can easily see that everything in this anime is told being truth. And the main story starts when Ishigami Senku revives a high school primate who is the strongest primate and is not going to allow Senku to bring all the peoples back alive. The main war starts there only because Senku is trying to save every 7 billion people of the earth, while the main villain thinks that only the persons who are able to do work efficiently and won't create wars and won't create conflicts are the only ones that can be allowed to live, because he thinks that humans have actually they have created damage to the environment. So the villain thinks that why bring 7 billion people back? The only valuable peoples they should bring back are the ones that are able to save the and prevent the environment from getting died. Now this has actually two seasons, and the second season is currently running, and the first season had 24 episodes, and this is a worth watch anime because there is no fight scenes as of yet, and there is no blood, gore, violence, nothing, and there is just science. Now in this story, after destroying 75% of the moon, an unknown creature lands from the sky and is threatened the world that he will destroy the whole world under 1 year. But his only deal is that he will teach the students of a particular school until the 1 year ends, and if the students are not able to kill him, then he will definitely destroy the earth. Now how is this a funny anime? Well, that's the unknown creature is not only the target for the students but also their teacher also, and this is a good anime because it is directly pointing out at the worst thing a society can do to prevent harm from itself. Not only the teacher encourages the students to take part in the school activities but also helps them to get a better result than the whole school. Also this anime has given many better teaching method that if implemented in today's education system will definitely help them get better. Now this story also has quite a wide variety of character buildup, and the kids are normal. The only thing abnormal going in this anime is the unknown creature, who is the teacher, who is their target, and who can actually fly at the speed of Mach 21, which is actually a fighter jet. You can imagine flying at the speed of a fighter jet and still you have to be killed, otherwise you will destroy the whole planet. It's a very interesting anime, and it has around 2 seasons with a total of 47 episodes, 1 OVA and a spin-off also. Now this anime, as I've already said, is one of the most funniest anime, and you will just die laughing throughout the whole season. Just a bit of emotional scenes that will definitely going to make you cry, and you will definitely want to watch it again. I have watched it a couple of times, and every time I have laughed, I have cried, and I have got emotional during this season also. So it is also on my anime list. So we have finally reached the end of the list, and at this end we have one of the best animes that has been reigning over various lists throughout the decade, and this is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood from 2009 to 2010 with a total run of 64 episodes only. This anime has been featuring around two brothers named Edward and Alfonso Elder, who had lost their mother due to a pandemic. They have learned alchemy. Now according to the rule of alchemy, there must be an equal and equivalent exchange whenever we are performing an alchemy. But in the madness of bringing their mother back to the life, the boys commit one of the worst taboos, that is the human transmutation. And in this, they are not able to do it properly and they lose their limbs, with Alphonse losing his whole body and Edward losing his limbs, two of the limbs. This starts with a very emotional anime because the boys are struggling to get back their bodies, and when they come to know about the philosopher's stones, a stone that is able to defy the laws of alchemy, the boys get to know about the various harsh truths that must be done in order to achieve the philosopher's stone. And this anime has been, as I have said already, that this has been reigning over as the number one anime of all time from the last decade, which with the highest rating ever. Now why is this anime unique? This is a normal story that the kids start with a weak back to a strong front, but this also has some of the things that are maybe disturbing for some of the peoples, but this is something that one must watch to get their anime life started. This is one of the most recommended anime from the last
decade, and when another decade ends, this is still going to be the recommended anime ever.
So guys, we have finally reached the end of the my recommendations for the beginners who have just started watching anime or are just going to start watching the anime. Now, if you have any suggestion, feedback that you would like to give, then do join the Hakata Ramen Discord server, and you can directly message me there for your feedback. And I will be definitely waiting for you. And do wait for my next podcast if you like it. And do tell me what changes that you want. And every suggestion is welcome. Thank you. Thank you for listening.